Beloved and holy and only child of our Heavenly Father, child of the one source, child of light, divine. That is who you are. Take it deeply within the consciousness and contemplate what that means. Child of light, from before time began. I am the one known as Jeshua ben Joseph. Jesus, you have called me. And it is in great joy that I come to abide with you this evening in your timing, as you have chosen once again to call me forth. Always great joy to look out with the physical eyes even and to see the heart of you, to feel the loving heart that spurs you on to know your oneness in love. Oneness with each other, yes. Oneness with me. Oneness with all that is. For truly you are moving into a most miraculous place of understanding that there is no separation. You can think a thought, and very soon after that, it will manifest. You have been finding this to be true. And you wonder, how can that happen? Or you will think of a person, and they email you, or they call you on the telephone, and immediately there is that contact. Again, the evidence that you have asked for to know that there is no separation. As you sit here with the separate bodies, it seems that you could be separate, and yet you are not, because the energy of you does not end with the contour of the body, but it spreads out very, very far. And it intermingles with everyone else as you see other individualities and melds with their energy and spreads as far as you can imagine that energy to go. You have decreed that you want to know your holy self, that you want to know what is beyond the parameters of the body, beyond the parameters of the mind that you work with. And you want to know, how does it feel to abide in the heart and to know yourself to be all that is? And to be able to manifest light in a reality that yet believes in duality, light and dark, and to be able to change all of reality, lowercase r, into the reality with a capital R that knows itself as one. You are on the brink of doing that. That is why you have felt almost compelled to be here. Yes, there was a feeling of wanting to see everyone of the Heart family once again. And yes, there were the questions of the golden coins. But your true impetus has come from the soul of you that is saying, I have played the drama of human self long enough. Now I want to know my holy self, and I want to come totally alive in that holy self. So that is why you have said yes to doing something different. When you have mentioned to friends and family, perhaps, that you were going on a cruise up to an area that truly has been here for a very, very long time, many of the friends and family wondered, why would you be doing such a thing? And then you have gone on to say, and it's going to be a spiritual adventure. And then they have looked at you like, okay, whatever you want to call it, I think you're just going for a vacation. And you are. You're going for a vacation away from the world. The world is all around you because you have chosen to be with other brothers and sisters. But the inner self of you is coming alive and to the forefront and saying, I know who I am, even if I am surrounded by all of the world and all of the other brothers and sisters. These days that we spend together, these 7 days very short time, truly, there are going to be many, many changes within you. It will feel that the time is speeding by, and it will be, because you are the one who is manifesting your perception of time. And it is going to go very quickly, truly, until you find yourself at the end of the week, and you're going to wonder, where did all the days go? How did it go by so quickly? It is going by in its divine order of timing, as you have decreed timing to be, to the place where you're going to pop out the other side and you're going to know that there is no time. But meantime, separated ego says, you have to be somewhere at a certain time, and you have a schedule that has been given to you. And as my beloved friend and teacher said to you, this is what we may do, but probably won't be doing it exactly this way. And that is true, because you are going to be shifting and changing within to the place where the outer is going to be shifting and changing. So hold on and enjoy the ride. This is going to be one wonderful week. This is an area of the landscape where you have lived before. It has been what you call in your history now, prehistory, Lemuria. And it was an area that was green, still is, where you lived in simplicity with nature. You knew yourself to be one with the water. You knew yourself to be one with the trees. And you lived many lifetimes in Lemuria, just knowing your oneness with all that was surrounding. And as time, because you are the creators of time, seemed to go on, you fashioned for yourself changes in the landscape and changes within yourself, so that you wanted to experience all that you could be. And you have brought changes upon our Holy Mother Earth in concert with her energy and her light being, so that what you are seeing in this week is going to bring back memories of when this area was all green and when there was a different landscape and when you knew peace and you knew simplicity, and that was all that you desired. And then there crept in an idea, but what more can I create? And so you have seen many changes on Holy Mother Earth, and you are going through changes right now. There are many in your scientific world, many in your progressive thinking, who are talking about the global changes in weather, the climate change. And yes, this is happening, because you are decreeing that you are changing. Therefore, that which you manifest and bring forth is going to change as well. You have seen the drastic weather patterns in this country and in other countries happening all of this year. And these are going to continue for a while. You have right now the wildfires, as they are called, cleansing much of the earth, taking away for people that which they have put their value upon. And so they are having to reprioritize and get their priorities in a different order. And you have ones who are saying, we've lost the dwelling place. We've lost all of the beautiful trees around, although the beetles started the process earlier, so that some of the area was not as green and as verdant and luxurious as it has been in other years. But you have ones who have saying, we have lost everything except ourselves, our family, and some of our treasured memories that we brought with us. And they are being very, what is the word, courageous, and knowing that they will manifest again. They are saying, we will start over. And the new beginning will be even better than what has been. Although when ones are right in the middle, with the nose pressed against the window pane and you're right close in it, it sometimes doesn't feel that peaceful and that great a blessing. But in some years hence, they will look back and they will say, this is what I needed as a nudge, a push, to make changes and to get me looking at things in a different way. So there is a blessing in it. You have parts of our Holy Mother Earth that are undergoing a drought. You have other parts that are undergoing torrential rains. And it seems like the balance has been lost. You see this also with your political scene, where ones are divisive and very strong in their opinions, and where the middle ground is a bit hard to find right now. But you are the middle ground, because you know that what is going to come out of all of this is a better reality. Again, lowercase r, because it is a manifestation that comes because of your creative ability. This area, you will sometimes stand on your balconies or on the ship's deck, and you are going to look at the passing scenery and allow yourself to be as the small child who sees it for the first time, and to behold the majestic beauty that you have said is reality in this day and time. And allow yourself to get in touch with the person at the soul level that you remember yourself to be when you lived here before. Get in touch with the values of peace. At any price, peace and love and appreciation and gratitude for what you are experiencing, what you see, and what you remember. Because you have lived here before, and that is one of the strong reasons that you felt almost compelled to, almost at the last minute, to say, yes, I will go. I need to go. I feel an urging to be there with the group and to see what memories will come up. So spend some quiet time looking at the scenery as you go by and getting in touch very deep within yourself of how it has felt in other lifetimes to be upon the land, to be upon the water, and to know yourself to be one with what you are creating, what you created then, and all of the changes in between, and what you see in this day and time. Know that truly it is a changing panorama, and you are the one who is changing it. But allow yourself some quiet time so that you can get in touch with yourself, the deeper self of you. Now, you're going to have fun, because there's going to be much that you can do on this cruise. But allow yourself the quiet time to go deep within yourself and to feel the peace that comes with that quiet time. Because you carry that memory with you. That is one of the purposes of this trip that you are making, this trek, and looking at the scenery, yes, and being with members of the heart family and interchanging love and knowledge, and perhaps saying to someone, I can almost remember being here. What do you remember? And if it doesn't come right away, that is okay. For some of you, it is going to hit you tomorrow morning as you look out and you spend some quiet time in meditation. For some of you, it may not come even to the end of this voyage. It may be after you return home, there will be a noticeable change within you where you will see yourself differently, where you will feel yourself to be changed, because you had the courage to say yes, to come on such a voyage. That is one of the purposes of this time together. There is another purpose that I have called you to be here. While we are traversing these most wonderful waters, we are going to be passing by two very powerful vortexes of energy, of divine feminine energy, that you, in the lifetimes that are going to be remembered, you sealed, because it was a time when everything was changing and the masculine energy, which is quite dominant even yet, was coming, growing gradually, and was coming to be dominant. And it was felt that it was necessary to feel totally immersed in the male energy, to know it from the outside, to know it from the inside, to know it in all of its aspects. And so you have done that throughout lifetimes. Now you are coming to the place where you want to remember the divine feminine, the energy of love, of peace, the energy that is as a soothing balm that goes over the old wounds that masculine energy has made throughout the ages. Your history that you now call history is mainly rooted in the masculine energy. And ones, when they study history, mainly what they study are the battles, the wars, what the battles were for, who won, quote unquote. Everyone wins, because everyone gets to experience everything that is going on. All of your history, in recorded history, is accentuated marks where there were battles and wars and the taking from another, seemingly, power from another. Now, in truth, you cannot take another one's power. You would be taking it from yourself. And that is what has happened. But now you are coming to a place where you're saying it is time to wake up. It is time to feel the feminine energy of nurturing, of caring about the land, the brothers and sisters, of caring about ideals, not just whether it is going to come out right with a winner on one side and a loser on the other side, but to know that everything, everyone wins. That is the divine feminine. It is as the mother that nurtures the small child until the child is old enough to know itself, to be love, and to be at peace, very strong in that love, and to be at peace with everything that happens, knowing that everything serves the awakening. And you truly have asked for the awakening. It is in your prayer every day. It is in your thoughts every day. I want to know, Jeshua, I've heard you say, who am I? What am I? At the core, what am I? I'm more than just a human that is tossed around by the events of the world. I'm more than that. When I meditate, when I get quiet, I feel so much. I can't always put labels on what I feel. I can't always identify, but I know there is much more to me than what human life calls for. There is a deep well inside of me, a deep well of knowing peace and balance. And I want that to come to be the totality of me, not just for 5 minutes, not just for half a day, but to know that I walk in that peace and that balance all of the time, and that everything that happens comes from a place of goodness, of blessing. Because truly it does. It comes from your creative power, and you create wonderful scenarios in order to wake up. And sometimes the scenarios, as human ego looks upon it, may not be the easiest. Oftentimes the human scenarios are challenges. But you have come up over them. Otherwise you wouldn't be sitting here, right here, now. All of you have stories to tell. All of you. It would be good, if you are interested to do it, to write your life story of this lifetime and see where you have come from. Geographically, yes. Where were you born? Where did you go after that? Did you get married? Did you have children? Where are they now? What was your career? What were the insights that came because the careers changed? Perhaps you were asked to leave a certain occupation and asked to move into maybe another geographical area. What is the journey that you have experienced within? All of you have stories. And if you were so moved, you could write them, and they would become what you call now your bestsellers. And the reason they would become the bestsellers is because other ones would read it and they would identify. And they would say, yes, I understand. I've been there. I've been on that very same journey. But I didn't really see it that way. And I didn't know that there was anything really good in it. But they would become the stories that you would write, bestsellers, because everyone would pick it up and be enriched by what you have written. So if you have ever been tempted to write even a small piece about some part of your life, follow that idea and do it. And don't feel that, oh, well, that would be prideful. That would be just be my separated ego wanting someone else to know how good I am. Because you'll write about all of the ups and the downs and all of the times you doubted. All of the times when you thought everything was dark. And then things changed. Maybe not right away, but they did change. So, as I have said, if you feel so inclined, write your life story. It will give to others encouragement. They can identify. Even if you don't put words on paper, you are the living story of your life, and they read you as you interact with them. So there are all different means of talking with your friends and strangers, as they might seem to be at first, and then no longer are they strange, because you see in them and they see in you a oneness. It's an idea. So we will be opening two divine feminine vortexes as we go by the areas that have been sealed by you in those other lifetimes. That is why you have been called to be here. That is also why some of the other brothers and sisters felt an invitation to be in this grouping. And then the enthusiasm fell off because they weren't part of the sealing of those vortexes eons of time ago. They agree in principle as to what was done, but you are the ones who actually met on those sites, physical sites, and by ritual and by knowing within, you sealed that energy. Now you are going to acknowledge your power, and you are going to be opening that energy. As you have seen with worldly events, it is time, way past time, for the divine feminine, the balancing, to come forth and to nurture the growing oneness and feeling of caring for brothers and sisters, and to come truly alive in the knowing of vibratory rate that is the same one with another, and to be able to turn their lights on as well. So there is much that is going to be happening in these few days that we are together. And as I have said, it will not just finish when you disembark from this vessel. It is going to go with you. You are going to feel changes even as to what you feel 6 months from now. You're moving into a time period of great change. You personally are going to be making changes in your life. Some big ones, some other ones that are seemingly smaller and yet are as the most necessary piece of the jigsaw puzzle. Know you how you have the jigsaw puzzle pieces, and usually they're this size or this size, whatever, depending on the puzzle. But then there's always a little piece that doesn't seem to quite fit in somewhere. And you keep it to very last, and you fill in everything else, and then it's like, oh, that's where it goes. That is what is going to be happening in the next 6 months for you. You are going to be seeing more of the total picture, the jigsaw puzzle picture, and you're going to see how you have been filling in all of the pieces, and you're going to see where this piece that I really feel strongly about, I don't know where to put it, and then you will know where to put it. So in the next 6 months of, your timing, be ready, be open to change. Bless everything that comes your way, because truly everything that comes your way, you have invited it. And you have invited it for the sheer joy of playing with it, not for saying, I am being punished, that I'm not good enough. If I were better at manifesting, well, I've heard you say that many times. But to know that you do manifest, and it is going to come more quickly in the next 6 months of your timing, to the place where you're going to be in awe of how quickly it comes and how quickly you know what another one is thinking and feeling. So you're going to be open to others' questions and feelings. You're going to be feeling their feelings, but you're also going to be aware that you are not taking on their feelings. You don't, you can't, and you won't. But you will be more open to what they are feeling. So allow yourself that great gift of being in touch with other ones, but not having to suffer. If they perceive that they are suffering, you don't have to take upon yourself the suffering. You reach out, you hug, you keep them in your prayers, you see the wholeness of them, and you know that truly everything is coming of right, even if it doesn't appear that way at first. Prayers are powerful. As you allow yourself to know oneness with another friend, as you allow yourself to see their holiness and to understand that they are the same as you, they are of the Christ nature, you walk into their lives in a way, in a courageous way that does not take upon yourself old energy. You will acknowledge that you have been there, done that, you know, you can understand what they are feeling, but it is not where you are now. And you bless them with knowing oneness with them, knowing the Christ of them, and knowing that truly everything happens as a blessing. And you may even find yourself speaking words that you hadn't rehearsed, but that just come spontaneously, that encourage them. Because you will be getting, already you are doing this, in touch with the Holy Self, the One Self. And you will be encouraging other ones. Because truly, as I have spoken, The next 6 months are going to bring about great changes, and it will be time for you to bless them, and it will be time for you to know your own divinity, the Christ self of you. So allow yourself to know that blessing for yourself. Okay, I know that all of you have had a long day getting on the ship. I know that truly you went through long. Am I going to find my stateroom? And when I do, can I finally relax? And it was no, then you had to go and have the lifeboat drill. So that truly there is a wee bit of tiredness in the body. So we will not keep this as a long evening. This is going to be a very spontaneous, as far as time goes, week with the meetings. But you are up to it. You'll be able to move with it, because sometimes the dinner times will not move as fast as scheduled. And other times, then you will find that you have some free time. So truly, you will be finding that place of peace within yourself, even as these days progress. But as I began to say, I know that the bodies are tired. So I would ask of you for the remaining 20 minutes or so that you pick a partner, a person perhaps that you know or one that you don't know, and talk with them as to what is most important in your life, in your feeling, what you want to get out of this week, what you want to give in to this week. And know that that partner is by divine appointment, your partner for the week. And if you have ahas that come up during the week and you want somebody to share them with, find your partner. If you have doubts that come up, wondering if, am I doing it right? Well, of course you're doing it right. But you may have doubts. Find your partner and say, you know, how is this week going for you? I've been questioning. You know, Jeshua said something, and I don't really understand what he meant by that. What is your take on it? Or you may feel far away from home, sometimes the physical dwelling place. But more often, you may feel a longing for home with a capital H. And it helps to talk with another one, even to put the arms around another one, and to say, I feel at home with you. So for the remaining 20 minutes or so of this evening, find a partner by divine appointment and speak with them as to who they think they are, and then look deep within and see who they really are. And on the morrow, we will speak again. So be it.